a seeker of praise and attention in school. You know, someone who is constantly ingratiating the teacher.
Teacher's pet or show off.
Okay. How about in relationship to the hair?
Oh yes, a brown noser.
Yeah. Is that a common term?
It used to be more common. I think in about 71, you heard it all the time. 72, when I was in sophomore in high school.
Okay. And right before high school, you went to what?
Junior high school, Thomas Jefferson Junior High.
Okay. And right before junior high school, you go to what?
An elementary school, excuse me.
Okay. What grades are involved before you go to junior high school?
Grades 1 through 6.
And then junior high school as well?
7 through 9.
Okay. And high school goes through what?
10 through 12.
Okay. Excuse me. What kind of a fence is usually found around a playground?
A chain link.
Okay. And what is usually the large building that sports activities goes on at the high school? You know, the big building.
Oh, gymnasium. Right. The gym.
Okay. Any what's the type? What mainly of the activities that goes on there?
Like a basketball game, a girls volleyball game. Basketball, volleyball. Usually the sports they have. Sorry.
And
gymnastics.
All right. What in schools? What do they call the place where the toilets are?
Bathrooms.
Okay. And the teachers refer to them as the bathroom.
Sometimes they'll say restrooms. And in junior high, we had some teachers that call them lavatories.
Okay. Now this next section is a list of different nationalities and ethnic and religious groups. Okay. And what I'm after here is not necessarily the way you talk all the time, you know, but terms that you've heard, either neutral, derogatory, or positive.
Okay,
for each one of these groups. There's probably going to be some groups here that there are probably no terms for at all. There's probably going to be some where there's more than one or two. Okay? How about for the American Indian?
Redskin.
Okay. Any of them around here that you know, is that common around here or not?
We had an Indian at school, a few Indians. They call them Reds.
Reds. Okay. How about Orientals in general?
Usually you hear Chinks. Somebody said Chink.
Okay, now does that distinguish Chinese from Japanese and Koreans, or is it from Chinese mainly? Or?
I think it's mainly Chinese, but a lot of people just look at one person if they have smaller eyes or darker skin, they'll just say, I think they need a derogatory that person is a Chink, whether they're Vietnamese or Japanese, doesn't matter.
Okay. How about being one, how about a Roman Catholic? I don't know if you're a Roman Catholic or not, but how about derogatory terms or neutral terms, whatever that you've heard referred to Catholic?
There's this Baptist church in North Florida. I can't think. This is about 2 years ago. The word that they used when they found out we were Catholic. This is a country term. Popers, I think they called us.
Popers? Okay.
That was in the country.
Alright. How about any in relationship to the old custom of eating fish on Friday?
Some kids would laugh and stuff like that.
Would they have any terms relating about that?
Just to say, in the cafeteria they see you eating fish and they say, hey, you're Catholic. Or on Ash Wednesday, if you have something on your forehead, some black ashes, they just point out that you're Catholic. Is there special words?